Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and once again, you just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today calls Des Moines home. He's been active on the Iowa music scene for nearly 20 years. He's played just about every role, too. Quite a resume. The owner of a successful recording studio, the pianist and drummer for the Nadas, a singer for Lunchbox, not to mention producer, songwriter, and composer. This year, he's stepping out on his own with his debut solo album. It's called Side 2. Please welcome Tony Bonenkamp.
It's getting late and the rain is pouring. It's time to close my eyes, I'm leaving in the morning. There's something out there that's calling me. And yeah, I'm a little scared of what it might be. I held my girlfriend till we both cried. She said she'd wait for me, but I think that she was lying. Had another beer with all my good friends. I said I'll see you soon, but it just depends. I'm going somewhere, I don't know where. Going somewhere, 'cause I've never been there. Going somewhere, I don't know where. But at least I'm going somewhere. 2 hours later and too many cigarettes. My heart was heavy, my mind was full on my regrets. Driving into a tangerine sky. 300 horses to make me fly. I passed an old man sitting down by the side of the road. I said, hey man, where you going? He said, well, I guess I just don't know. Everyone is 80 years was showing on his face. But you see, he's a lot like me. He's trying to find a different place. Somewhere, I don't know where. Going somewhere, 'cause I've never been there. Going somewhere, I don't know where. But at least I'm going somewhere. Guess life has a funny way of saying things that I can't say, in a funny way of showing them to me. But if tomorrow I find a little more, then I'll get back on my feet again. Wherever I am, that's where I'll be. In the morning, my car broke down. Not another car in sight, no distant lights from other towns. I looked up into the big night sky, and a million stars told me that I'd get by. So I'll stay here, at least for now. There's too much in my head, and I've got to clear it out somehow. I'll just lay here and dream for a while. And in the morning I'll drive a few more miles. Somewhere, I don't know where. Going somewhere, 'cause I've never been there. Going somewhere, I don't know where. But at least I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tony Bonenkamp, for the first time on our stage solo, doing that opening number Somewhere. That's the lead-off tune, as a matter of fact, on your new debut solo album, Tony Bonenkamp, Side 2. Why Side 2?
Mostly because, like, I do a lot of dueling piano shows. I've actually played at Vito's and at the Summit a lot of times here in town as part of a dueling piano show, and I was in the Nada, so I played all their music. And the dueling piano shows and my solo shows usually are covers, but not a lot of people know that I actually can write my own songs, and so that's why I decided to go with Psy, because this is kind of like the other side of
the other side, the other side of you.
Correct. Okay. Maybe I should have called it the other side instead of side two.
You've been doing music here in Iowa a couple decades, and
nearly. Give me too many years, Ben.
I wonder how long have you been thinking about going out and solo?
Well, I lived in after I graduated from Iowa State University. Sorry, everybody. I know. I'm expecting about half the people to leave. After I graduated from there, I had a degree in turf management.
Very good.
Which is an actual major.
Turf management, yes.
So I went to Chicago to be a golf course superintendent for a year.
You're not making this up.
No, this is the absolute truth. And my friend Mike from the Nadas called me and said, this was in 96, and he said, or it was 97, and he said, we need a drummer for the band. So I moved back and started playing with the Nadas then. I was working about 80 to 100 hours a week and
building turf.
Didn't have any money. Not a lot of friends that I knew there, and so I just started playing. I taught myself how to play the guitar, and I'd played the piano since I was really, really young, and I started writing some songs. There are actually some songs on the record that are 15 years old.
Wow.
Probably three or four of them. All the songs on the album are between 4 and 15 years old.
Well,
so I've been thinking about it for a long time.
Well, let it out this hour, because I think we have time for pretty much every one of these tunes. Maybe
so.
Even a cover or two thrown in for good measure.
Great. Yeah.
And we'll enjoy Tony Bonenkamp.
Thank you. Yeah, that last one's called Somewhere. I'm pretty much going to do all the songs off my record in order. So if you pick one up or if you have one already, you'll notice that's the order. But that one I wrote while I was in Chicago, because I was happy to have a job out of college, but I knew that wasn't ultimately what I was going to be doing. And so I didn't really know where I was going and who I was going with and all that stuff. So that's what that was about. This one I'm going to do is called Far Away. And it's just sort of like, it's really easy to write about girls, I guess. And so this one is sort of about the lack of the significant other in my life at the time that I wrote it, and possibly even now, and a few times in between. And so yeah, it's just kind of it's an imagined love song, I guess you could say. So this is called Far Away. Times at night, I close my eyes. I see you standing there when I wake from my mistake. I can't see you anywhere. All I've wanted all my life was to have you by my side. So where are you now? So far away. When will I see you again? So far away, so far away. I feel you close, but you're still so far away. Come inside, come to life. I've waited for so long. Take your place, show your face. Be real and make me strong. All I've wanted all my life was to feel your body close to mine. So where are you now? When will I see you again? So far away, so far away. I feel
feel you close, but you're still so far away. All I've wanted all my life is for you to tell me everything is alright. So where are you now? So far away, so far away. When will I see you again? So far away, so far away. Feel you close, but you're still so far away.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So most of the songs on this record are at least... every one of them is at least partially true. Some of them are embellished a little bit. For instance, this one is about two-thirds embellished. Yeah, so this one, I met my girlfriend in high school at a dance. It was the first dance of the year. Now this is 1989. And then I kind of made the rest of it up. So you can decide what you, which parts you think are real or not. It's called Dancing Alone. Saw her at a high school dance and was a place that we first met. She had hair like the sun and eyes like fire and a face that you can't forget. She was sitting by herself and staring down at the floor. So I fixed my hair with my pocket comb. I had to find out a little more. I said, are you okay? You look so sad. Is there anything I can do? She just smiled and turned away and said, boy, if you only knew. My mother and I moved here just about 2 weeks ago. And now that you came to talk to me, you're the only person that I know. My daddy's been gone for 13 years and I still don't know why. I thought about going to look for him, but my mama won't let me try. Then the DJ played a new song, and her smile filled the air. She said, I'll be right back, now don't you go anywhere. You just stay right there. Well, she's dancing alone, and her feet never touch the ground. She's in another world and no one else is around. Reality fades away as the music takes her home. Well, she's always dancing alone. Two years had come and gone and we were riding around in my car. She lit up a cigarette and she looked up at the stars. She was talking about her future and I was talking about my past. We were talking about these high school days and how they go by so fast. Then a storm poured from the sky, so she turned up the radio. She cried to me how I love the radio, second feeling in my soul. I think I'm gonna lose control. She's dancing alone again and her feet never touch the ground. She's in another world and no one else is around. Reality fades away
as the music takes her home. She's always dancing alone. Got a postcard from her with a picture of the sea, and a note that said I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I guess she found her father, he lives somewhere down in Mexico. She said I haven't met him yet, but I will someday, I know. Now the rest of me is coming on strong, and the world's within my sight. And I've got the music in my head, so you know everything's alright. I wish you were here tonight. She's dancing alone and her feet never touch the ground. She's in another world and no one else is around. Reality fades away as the music takes her home. She's always dancing alone.
That one's called Dancing Alone. Thank you very much.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Original music this hour by our guest Tony Boningcamp on the stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. And Tony, walking us through, perhaps dancing us through is the better way, through the titles, the original work on his latest CD, his debut solo album. It's called Side 2. It has a big red heart on the front of it with arrows going in and lightning bolts coming out. Is this what Tony's heart looks like?
More than likely. I think it might even be a little bit more ragged than that, but I wanted at least the front cover to look a little bit presentable, so I decided to not go all the way with it.
Mm-hmm. Some nice photos, a little collage on the back and the inside. So is this your artwork as well?
No, the front cover, what I tried to do, I tried to use everybody from sort of my... I have so many creative, talented friends that I tried to employ all of them for my... Bless you, whatever that was at. To employ them for the artwork and like the design for my website and stuff, so... My website was done by my friend Stefan, who has a company called Fresk Labs. Front cover is done by my friend Van Holmgren, who has a website called Vanimal Farm, where he does a lot of really cool stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The inside was my friend Anna Jones, who just happened to snap the greatest picture I've ever seen in my entire life. And she's a friend of mine, and she let me use it for free on the inside of my... It's just a fire, one single firework. That,
over one single firework
the city
captured.
Of Des Moines, mm-hmm. on the 4th of July, 2 years ago, or two 4th of July
ago.
That
is amazing.
The back cover is my friend Jamie Graves, who lives in Des Moines. She took a bunch of pictures of things representing the number 2. And yeah, just various talent. I wanted to pay them for how much I appreciate their stuff, so I got to help them out a little bit, and they in turn supported me by letting me use their things. So.
You can find out more about this album and about Tony's touring by going to TonyBoningcamp.com. Tony Boningcamp, we're happy to have you with us. What do you got next for us?
Well, I got a song called Give It All Away. This was a song that I wrote for my wife when I was married, because she was not a great communicator, and I tried to communicate, you know, with talking as well as with songs, and so... I wrote this song for her, and it didn't really work all that well because we're not married anymore. I don't think it's the song's fault, but I have another one towards the end that works like that too, but I'm sure I'll get into all that. All right, so this one's called Give It All Away. Can you see a place not far from here? Place where you can disappear.
place inside of me. Some days your best isn't good enough, carrying the hearts of both of us to the edge of a tragedy. Why are you so afraid to cry your eyes out? Why are you afraid to scream? Give it all away. Let me save the day. You feel me standing right next to you when you can't find another way. Lay it all down. See it all around. You feel me standing right next to you. I'm gonna bury it in the ground. You say you're okay, but I bet it's hard for you. No one good to hold on to. Everybody's gone. Did you forget that I've been here before? Forget that I was passed out face down on the floor. You know, so afraid, so scared of everyone. You were like an angel, you were everything to me. When you're gonna let me be everything to you? Give it all away. Let me save the day. Feel me standing right next to you when you can't find another way. Lay it all down. See it all around. Feel me standing right next to you. I'm gonna bury it in the ground. Give it all away. Let me save the day. Feel me standing right next to you when you can't find another way. Lay it all down. See it all around. Feel me standing right next to you. I wanna bury it in the ground.
That was called Give It All Away.
Thank you much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So this is a song called Me and You. I realize the grammar is terrible, but the rhyme scheme worked out pretty well, so I decided to leave it that way. There was a girl that I had had a bunch of conversations with, and nothing had ever happened with her, but we kind of knew that as soon as her current relationship was over with, that something would happen. And so I wrote that song at that time, and now she lives in Chicago and is engaged, and I never really had a chance to figure out if anything was going to happen. But this is a song from about probably 4 years ago, I think. It's one of the more recent ones. But yeah, this one's called Me and You. Lying here next to you, think about the things I want to do for you. I watch you sleep, I watch you dream. I hope that in there somewhere there's a little dream for me. Every day, the things we've done and said, started a perfect picture in my head. So colorful, but so far away. And maybe me and you will get to finish it someday. And here in my heart I will hold a place for you. And someday, maybe we could find a way to make this life come true. This life come true, me and you. Thank you.
think about the one that's in my place. So I just rest upon that beautiful smile on your face. Feel the waves wash over me as I walk along the question of what's meant to be. And if tomorrow never comes, that's okay. Every minute that we've spent is with me every day. Here in my heart I will hold a place for you. And someday maybe we could find a way to make this life come true. This life come true, me and you.
Me and you, thank you very much. Thank you very much. This one is called Here We Go Again. And I don't know if you guys have ever been cursed with this before, but there's sometimes there are people that no matter what they do to you or how easy it is for you to see that it's not going to work out or you are in a very toxic relationship, you just sort of hang on for dear life anyway because you think eventually it's going to work out. I've been cursed with that since high school probably. But this is one particular gem of a relationship. There's a song called Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish. You guys know that song at all? There's a line in that song that says there was a note saying I'll be back someday. She actually left me a note that said maybe I'll be back someday. One day I woke up and she was gone and she had left me this note. So that works itself into the first verse of this song. This one is 100% true. So yes, happy days here at the Java House. All right, so this one's called Here We Go Again.
The day you left me, I was so confused. I didn't see myself down under your shoes. Should have seen it from the way that you were treating me. But you were pretty, so it wasn't very easy. I fell asleep and then you went away. I saw the note that said that you'd be back someday. It left me wondering what I was gonna do. I think that Hootie song is finally gonna come true. Oh, I think you're building me up just to drag me down. Oh, I think you're pulling me closer just to push me around. Yeah, I hear you calling my name, but you're not making any sound. I'm trying so hard not to say everything I know I'm gonna say. Here we go again. And your friends came to one of my shows. It was a party, but I didn't really want to go. Then you told me that you were gonna be there. The way you looked, you know I would have met you anywhere. I was thinking maybe love at first sight, but now I'm thinking I was blinded by the moonlight. I wish I read the fairy tale that you were writing me. I would have skipped ahead and seen it was a fantasy. Oh, building me up just to drag me down. Yeah, I think you're pulling me closer just to push me around. Oh, I hear you calling my name, but you're not making any sound. I'm trying so hard not to say everything I know I'm gonna say. Here we go again. So close to heaven, but now I'm going down below. I had the world to give you, but I guess you'll never know.
I do my best to hate you, but now I can't see to shake you. So here I am to take you. Drag me down. Yeah, I think you're pulling me closer just to push me around. Oh, I hear you calling my name, but you're not making any sound. I'm trying so hard not to say everything I know I'm gonna say.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. The two covers that I have planned, if I have time, is by two of my favorite artists slash groups. The first one I'm going to do is a Jackson Browne song. Any Jackson Browne fans here? One of my favorites ever. So this is a Jackson Browne song that I like a lot.
Well, just to look at that girl with the lights coming up in her eyes, you know she must be somebody's baby. She's got to be somebody's baby. All the guys on the corner standing back and watch her walk on by. You know she must be somebody's baby. She's got to be somebody's baby. She's probably somebody's baby. She's so fine. She's probably somebody's only light gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's baby, alright. I heard her talking with her friends when she thought nobody else was around. You know she must be somebody's baby. She's got to be somebody's baby. And all the cars and the signs and the street lights light up the town. You know she must be somebody's baby. She's got to be somebody's baby. She's probably somebody's baby. She's so fine. She's probably somebody's only light gonna shine tonight. Yeah, she's gonna be somebody's baby, alright. I try to shut my eyes, but I can't get her out of my sight. I don't wanna know her, but I gotta get over my fright. I'm gonna walk up to her, I'm gonna talk to her tonight. Somebody's only light, make her mine tonight. Yeah, she's probably somebody's baby, alright.
Jackson Browne, minus one line that I screwed up. Thank you. So, back to my stuff. The next one I'm going to do is something I struggle with about every week for a good 20 years now. And that is meth addiction. No, I'm just kidding. I realized I was setting up kind of a weird thing there. No, just that feeling of sort of being like stuck and you don't really know where you're headed or what you should be headed towards and things like that. So yeah, this one's called Angels and Devils.
When the rain falls from everywhere, and I look for a smile I left somewhere. Go down deep for a story to tell. Use the one that works so well. Who will be there? Has this flame ever burned so bright? As it does here on the inside. Draw the light close enough to see. Turn around and set me free. My angels and devils are after me. They're screaming for a fight. Could this be the last time? Feels like the first time in this sad old place. Tell me when am I gonna come around? Could this be the best time? Feels like the worst time, 'cause I'm stuck here on the mountain and I can't come down. Can't you see what's on my face? The look from some familiar place. Bring me here and tell me nothing's wrong. My eyes are so far gone. My angels and devils are surrounding me. I'm ready for the fight. Could this be the last time? Feels like the first time in this sad old place. Tell me when am I gonna come around? Could this be the best time? Feels like the worst time, 'cause I'm stuck here on the mountain. The colors are fading. And I'm not waiting. I stand here before you, just trying to break through. Who's gonna catch me if I lose the victory tonight? I'm down, but I ain't giving up this fight. No, this be the last time. Feels like the first time in this sad old place. Tell me when am I gonna come around? Could this be the best time? Feels like the worst time, 'cause I'm stuck here on the mountain and I can't come down.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. And this week, our guest, Tony Bonenkamp. He is playing songs, his original music off of his debut solo album called Side 2. You can find out more information about it at tonybonenkamp.com. Take us back to more music, Tony. We have another half of the show pretty much here to have you.
Excellent. All right, so this next one is called All Falling Apart. This one I actually wrote after I read an article in Rolling Stone about John Lennon's version of the breakup of the Beatles, and everybody thinks it was John's fault because he was such a radical and all this stuff. And in the end, at least the way I understood it, is that John Lennon was all ready to put out, like he had started recording a solo record and was ready to put it out, and Paul and the management, they asked John to wait because they were going to start pre-production for a new Beatles record. So John said, well, okay, you know, if it's best for the band, I'll wait. And like a week later, Paul McCartney released his first solo record and announced that the Beatles had broken up. John had no idea. So he kind of got the fuzzy end of that lollipop, I guess you could say. And so this is a song sort of about my interpretation of that. It's called All Falling Apart.
My old friend, I think about the time we used to spend every day, everything, everyone we talk about. There was plenty of life for all the things we never said. We were on our way, but then one day, your voice came out. Look behind, still right here, I'm still waiting. There's a cold wind blowing and your colors are showing, and I don't know where you're going, I don't know where to start. Everything is shaking and my spirit is breaking, and I can see it coming now, it's all falling apart. You became yourself, or so you said, and I became more complicated. Standing still, staring at the sun, waiting for your battle to be won. Is it over yet? 'Cause I'm still waiting. There's a cold wind blowing and your colors are showing. I don't know where you're going, I don't know where to start. Everything is shaking and my spirit is breaking, and I can see it coming now, it's all falling apart. All those dreams we said we wanted, all the people we used to be, all of those plans we barely started, they've all been locked away, safe for another day, but I'm still waiting. Yeah. There's a cold wind blowing and your colors are showing, and I don't know where you're going, don't know where to start. Everything is shaking and my spirit is breaking, and I can see it coming now, it's all falling apart.
Thank you very much. Perfect. This is probably the oldest song that I wrote, and this will give you a insight into what a songwriter goes through. I mean, I think it's in my bio or something, I love writing songs. It's the greatest experience to finish a song, but also while you're writing it, it's like the most excruciating mental health issue that you've probably ever gone. Any of you that write poetry or stories or do anything creative, you know, until it's right, it's just like, you're so obsessed with making it right. But I wrote this song in 1996, and I rewrote the first verse of this song, conservative guess would be about 200 times. And the version that I recorded has the original first verse in it that I wrote 15 years ago. So all of those 200 rewrites were basically for no reason whatsoever. Anyway, this one's called The Girl.
It was a clear autumn night in northwest Iowa, and the leaves were making blankets on the ground. We were out walking, the moon was watching over. I realized the love that I never found. You see, we'd been friends ever since I could remember, and I guess I only thought of her that way. I wiped away all of her tears, enough to fill the ocean. She always knew exactly what to say. I don't know why I didn't see it all before. Hidden inside my story along the way. Is this the girl I've been asking you to send me? I gotta make sure I don't let her get away. For her, there had always been some other. I was the one she could count on time and time again. For me, well, let's just say I wasn't very lucky. I made a few mistakes now and then, but no more mistakes. I think I finally found her. It's time for me to throw caution to the wind. There are so many things I wish that I could tell her. Now I just don't know where to begin. I don't know why I didn't see this all before. Hidden inside my story along the way. This is the girl I've been asking you to send me. I gotta make sure I don't let her get away. Then she turned to me and said, we've been friends a long time. And when I'm around you, I don't have to pretend. God only knows what's going on around me. Sometimes I think you're my only friend. That you turn away and everything got quiet. And I heard the voice of reason in my mind. There are so many things that are better left unsaid. She'd always be the love I'd never find.
Thank you very much. It's called The Girl. Thank you.
Finishing up the hour with Tony Bonenkamp. His debut solo album, just out, is called Side 2. Original compositions, we've been hearing this hour. You can find out more information at TonyBonenkamp.com. I wanted to ask you, you're going to move to Nashville? Is that right?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a very long time, either Nashville or L.A., because that's kind of where the action is for what I like to do. I've gotten really into composing for, like, TV shows and some web videos and stuff, and I can do that from pretty much anywhere, but I want to be a songwriter. I have kind of given up the dream of being a rock star myself because I'm old and fat and bald and they don't take people like me anymore. But what I can do is write songs with and for other people who are younger and more pretty than I am. Then they can have success and I could just sit at home and watch the checks come into my mailbox. And
that will be as satisfying?
That would be pretty satisfying, yes. But all the action for what I want to do is down in Nashville, and it's a great town. I got a lot of friends that live there that are pretty well connected, so I'm going to go. At 40 years old, I'm going to go to Nashville and start pursuing my career.
All right. We wish you well.
Thank
Please
you.
Do check back with us.
Oh, guaranteed.
Our on-site sound engineer is Jim Davies, our technical producer, Phil Moss, our assistant producer, Kendall McCabe. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been doing that since 2001. Most of our shows or events are held at the Java House most Friday afternoons of the year, but we do travel around the state and go to other venues. So if you'd like to find out more about our events and our broadcasts, simply go to iowapublicradio.org. Over to you, Tony, to finish up the hour. And again, big thanks for coming and
big thanks
for
to
us.
You as well. I don't really tour all that much, so coming over to Iowa City and playing my stuff is awesome for me. So thanks for sitting and listening, for having me here today. I really, really appreciate it. This one's going to be another piano one here. And this one I wrote also for my now ex-wife. We had had a big argument, and most of the things that I tried to tell her after the argument were not getting through to her, so I decided to write a song, and obviously that didn't work, but I got a good song out of it, which is nice. So this is called Together. No explanation for myself, ain't no way to blame nobody else. I'm losing my sleep at night, making the same mistakes I made, looking for a reason to make you stay, for something to come out right. Can you try to understand? I'm still learning to hold your hand. Throw your arms around my world and save me from forever. Show me the inside of you, girl. Somewhere in between, we could be together. Remember when we started? You told me everything you wanted. You told me everywhere you'd been. But now I wasted another day. I really thought that I had found a way. Where do I begin? Can you stay with me a while? Till I remember how to make you smile. Save me from forever. Show me the inside of you, girl. Somewhere in between, we could be together. Forever, show me the inside of you, girl. Somewhere in between, we could be together. Throw your arms around my world. Show me inside of you, girl. Thank you very much. Thank you. So the last one I'm going to do is a song by one of my favorite bands called the Little River Band. Do I have time for one more? Okay. So this is one of their songs. So they're very fun things that happen sometimes when you play shows. The Little River Band was playing in Des Moines one night, And I was doing a dueling piano show every week at a place called A.K. O'Connor's. And after the Little River Band show, I didn't get to go because I had to play. But after the show, the band came in to our show. And I was pretty altered, I guess you could say. I'm trying to find a nice public radio way to say that. I'd had a little drink. And so I had, you know, no fear whatsoever. And I went up to the keyboard player and I said, "Hey, can we do a song together?" And so I conned him into doing this one. I think I bought him a tequila or something. So this is my favorite Little River Band song.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the clear and bright blue water. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. Time for a cool change. I know that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the silent water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. Time